Self-help possibilities can be individual and culturally different, but there are also some experiences here which can be helpful to you. What goes for all traumatized people is that the feeling of safety and calmness helps, and also the ability to calm oneself. Rosie and John give us a few tips from their experience.
Speaking helps. Treating a trauma means giving expression to a happening. So speak either in therapy or in a conversation with a trustworthy person about everything that burdens you, that worries you, about your dreams, your thoughts, and your emotions.
Normality helps. Give yourself a few daily treats. Make it a habit to do things which make you feel well daily. A small walk, listening to enjoyable music, reading poetry. Make activities which are desirable to you become a habit.
Contact helps. To be in contact with other people, to speak to them, to laugh or to cry.
Creativity helps. Either singing, baking, cooking, painting, playing with children, handwork, production, expression, movement, all of that helps.
Movement helps, whether it's just a walk in nature or sports or dancing.
Obligations help, like shopping, caring for children, housekeeping, and work.
It helps to say internally to yourself, yes to life, despite whatever happened to you.
It helps to strengthen one's own morals, either family, political, or religious. Giving up and carrying on as usual does not help.
Neither you nor us can undo the happening, but in this way, you can help yourself to again be a part of life.